You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. Happy April 2nd. 2022. This is a live broadcast of my fabulous radio program, Psychic View. So if y'all want to be on the air to ask your question, make sure you've pressed the number one. That gives me an indication that you do want to actually ask your question live. I do have somebody that has emailed me a question, so I'm going to address that first. And basically the question is, can I expect disruption within the next couple of days? So I'm drawing cards on that actual question right now. And by the way, if you guys ever want to just send me a question that I can do this for you, it's the fastest way to get a question answered. You'll have to wait till Saturday for me to answer it, but I can do that for you. Then you just go to my website at www.mona.vegas, go to the contact page, and say you'd like to ask a question on Psychic View. And then you actually ask your question, give me your first name, and then I will address it for you, should time permit, on the broadcast. So here's the thing. With this question, can I expect disruption within the next couple of days? The answer to the question is yes, but not in the way you expect. It actually says here that yes, there is disruption coming, but it may not actually affect you. And if it does affect you, it sets you free. So it's not really a bad thing. Remember, what I kind of get here. Okay, see, there's a card here that indicates a little more money coming to you. So I wonder if there is a disruption, say, with your job. It may be that they give you a big check and then you get to leave, which is fine because you can find another job. But what it says here is stay very in control of your emotions. I like to tell people when things feel tentative to not go down the rabbit hole and start envisioning what could go wrong. Instead, just wait to see what's presented to you. But this says, yeah, there's some disruption being presented, but I actually think that you may witness that disruption today, because the number repeating in your cards is the number two. It's the only number that's being, actually the two numbers being presented are four and two, so today happens to be April 2nd, so that's really interesting. So yeah, there is something that's going to be presented today, so, but I don't think it's as bad as you expect it to be, and I also think that you want to keep your emotions in check. Don't let yourself get rattled no matter what happens. All right, I hope that helps. All right, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Yes, this is Carrie. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Carrie. What's your question today?
Oh, a particular question. If you foresee a big lottery win for me in the future, because I heard that before, I don't know.
Oh, did you hear that from someone else?
Yes.
All right, let me see.
Long time ago.
I don't actually have this question asked very often. I'm going to answer this a different way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see ultimately you being worried about money. Let me answer it that way. But you don't have there are cards that would come up if someone was about to win the lottery or Publishers Clearing House or hit Mega Bucks or something like that. There are specific cards that would come up for that, and you don't have any of those cards. I'm just saying. As a matter of fact, just a quick story. I remember I did a reading for this gal once, and I said, you're about to go into a very, very lucky streak personally and professionally. So what happened with her is couple things happened. She ended up getting a big client for her business, which ended up really helping her business-wise. But the other thing that happened is that over the course of 30 days, she actually started with $100 in the casino, and by the time that 30 days was up, she'd won $130,000. Now, it wasn't all in one jackpot. It was, you know, 4,000 here, 2,000 there, you know, 500 here, 12,000 there. I mean, she literally just could not lose. And then the streak ended, and it was done, but she actually paid off a whole bunch of stuff that she owed. And because of this big client, it also gave her kind of the confidence to – but it all started with you know, here in Vegas, we have slot machines in the grocery stores, okay? So it all started with her putting $100 in this one slot machine, and she ended up winning $2,000. Well, it just went from there. It was just crazy how much money she won. But to answer your question, I'm going to answer it a slightly different way, Carrie. What it says here is that there is – I don't see you ultimately worrying about money. So if the goal of winning the lottery is so you never have to worry about money again, I'd actually like you instead to relax into the vibration that the blessings are coming to you, and that there is a man in particular coming towards you that I really like this man. Are you in a serious relationship now?
No, I divorced 4 years ago.
Okay,
no.
there's a new man coming towards you, dark hair, dark eyes, kind of a big guy. He's someone that could have played sports, back in the day. When I say big, physically big, he's probably at least 6'2 or 6'3, just a large man, not fat, just a large man. and seriously, because you know the whole squishy tummy thing, I'm just telling you. Okay, what it says here is that you are likely to meet this man between July and October of this year. The funny thing about it is that the only thing missing in this man's life is a partner. So I think that the way the cards want to answer your question is, while I don't see you winning the lottery, I don't see you having to worry about money moving forward.
Is the man in a medical business?
So this is a man that's very relaxed. Okay, so he is a professional. Whatever he's done, he's very good at it. Okay, he's somebody that he's the same personality at work as he would be camped on your couch watching Netflix. This is a man that's very, very comfortable with being himself. There's a huge kindness about this man. And for whatever reason, he looks at you with sparkle eyes. So this is somebody that you're not going to have to worry about money moving forward. I don't get to tell that to too many people, really. But according to your cards, sweetie pie, you're not going to have to worry about money.
Oh, so it's a man. It's a rich man.
Well, he's not a billionaire, but he's done comfortably for himself, which means he would be able to support you in a style in which you would be comfortable as well.
Wow.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so
See you later.
Much, Mona.
Okay,
have a good day.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 614 area code. Hello, 614. Who's this?
Hello, this is Wilson from Ohio.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Wilson.
Oh, I've never heard that name before. So what's your question for me today?
I'm currently in a connection with this guy. His name is Burhan. And I was wondering what you see for us in the future.
Let me see. So is this an online connection?
Well, over the phone now, because we don't see each other physically for the time
okay.
being.
Okay, I'll ask this. Have you ever met him in person?
Yes.
Okay, because there are two men showing up in your cards, all right? This is why I'm asking. There's one man that feels very unfair to you. In other words, that's why I asked if this was an online connection, because it feels like he's he's getting the best out of you without actually returning a whole lot back, right? So sometimes I see that when someone is either being taken advantage of or about to be taken advantage of. So I'm just saying that. The second guy is the one that I like. The second guy is someone here that is, you don't have to compromise, you don't have to second guess him, you don't have to feel mistrust with him. But the first guy, I'm getting sort of a mistrustful vibe. So while I don't mind you having a quote phone friendship with this guy, I wouldn't send him money, I wouldn't send him pictures of myself, I wouldn't do anything with the first guy that would put you in any kind of uncomfortable vibration, all right? The second guy that's coming up, I don't know if you've already met him yet, but this is someone that has always treated you with a sense of respect and kindness. And if you have not met him yet, you're about to, which is going to make the phone guy pale in comparison.
Yeah, I haven't met
you
him.
Okay, sweetie pie, you don't have to... I mean sweetie pie in the HR appropriate way. Okay, you're not going to have to compromise your heart. I just feel like in ways that this fella that you've been talking to, it feels like you're falling all over yourself or trying too hard with him. And that's not what a relationship is supposed to be like.
Yeah.
So I would temper that down to a friendship, not a love relationship, so that you can open your heart to the idea of drawing to you someone that you actually really want.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Happy Saturday, it's Tina. How are you?
Hi, Tina. What's your question for me today?
Just like information about whatever spirit has for me about my relationship with my boyfriend's house.
Okay, what? Tell me his first name again, Tina.
Todd.
Todd. Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
So, these are really interesting cards. You have a card here that it's not that he's not interested. He is interested. But it says that he's more interested in his career or what he wants to do moving forward than he would be in a relationship. So if I were to throw priorities at you about where he is, this says he's more interested in how he's going to become successful.
True.
And he's interested in a relationship.
Yeah. We're both
so,
driven. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that in a way, if you were in a wagon and there was a horse drawing the wagon, and the horse knew the way home, right, you wouldn't really need to hold onto the reins too tightly for the horse to know the way home.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I really have to advise you to not pull on the reins too tightly with this fella.
I was actually worried about the opposite. I was actually getting ready to go to Congress and do some different things. So I was hoping he didn't think that I was, like, neglecting him.
Oh, no, sweetie pie. He's not at all. As a matter of fact, I don't want you to put him ahead of your career either.
Yeah.
So the thing is that this is how I would say it to him if I were you. And this is exactly how I would say it to him. So usually I repeat this program later in the day. So if you want to re-listen to exactly what I'm saying, you can. Here's what you want to say. I love that we both want to be successful in our lives.
Yeah.
Okay? You actually open with that statement. Then you say, I'm about to pursue something or be given an opportunity that allows me to go after what I think the next step in my success path is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know I love you, you know, I regard this relationship as something that's going to move forward into the future. But I want to let you know that I'm not going to have as much time for personal visits with you because of this opportunity. So it's going to be quality, not quantity. That's how you say it.
Oh, that's
now, he's going to feel exactly the same way. So by you saying that, you give him the freedom to go after what he wants. He's a this man is coming up as a very good man. He's coming up. He's coming up as someone that he wants to never worry about money.
Very true.
So for example, this might be the kind of guy that would decide on it totally on his own at age 22 to go into real estate, and by the time he's 25. Would know everything he would need to know about real estate. By the time he's 30, would be a multimillionaire.
That's true.
So this is him. So the fact that you're not putting a lot of stress on where's this relationship going, you see what I mean? The fact that you're literally holding the reins very loosely because the horse knows the way home.
Okay. Yes, I just had to make sure he didn't feel neglected.
Oh no, honey bunny, not at all. No, not at all. All right, my love. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the. Remember, new callers have priority, so I'm always going to take the calls that have called in for the first time before I take any repeat calls. So I'm going to go to area code 269. Hello, 269. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Pam. How are you?
Oh, hi, Pam. What's your question for me today?
Well, I was offered two jobs, and I took the job where people seemed nicer and got along with each other, and it's a good job. The only problem is environmentally, I'm having some difficulty breathing. I don't know if it's kind of like a sick building syndrome. I mean, I do have reactions to perfume, but it's not really perfumey. It used to be an old factory, but I was wondering if it's going to get better or if I get a different job that's even better than the one I have.
So, you know, that's really interesting because I wonder if I'm going to turn the cards over here in a second, but before I turn the cards over, I almost wonder if your own intuition is kind of giving you a red flag.
There are a couple red flags, but my not for my immediate workers so much. I mean,
right.
It's kind of like a government building. But the other position was these people did not get along with each other. I mean, there were scowls and stuff during my interview. And
so I
was like, you know, I'm interviewing you too.
Right. So perhaps what you're being shown is a whole lot of what you don't want. Because according to this, you're probably going to leave this job that you're at now, even though there are nice people here, Pam. You probably will leave this job within the next couple months.
Yeah. I almost left last week because I was scared. I thought I was going to have a full-blown asthma attack. I mean, it was just...
So it could be that... So I have to tell you, and this is a true event that happened years ago with a client. The client ended up in this building where there was mold. And actually had a very, very bad reaction to the mold. So it could be that you are uber sensitive to whatever chemicals are around you. Now, and it may be perfume, it may be nail polish, it may be whatever cleaner they're using to clean the building. It could be something more toxic. So here's the thing, is that... the only thing that I would advise you to do is, you know, they have these ionic air cleansers. They used to come in a little. This is, and again, I'm going back 10, 15 years. They used to be in a little box. They would cost several hundred dollars, but it was almost as if they were electrifying the air, and so the room would smell like right after a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I have a couple of those necklace air purifiers, and I have an air purifier on my desk.
Okay.
But I end up having one on, I believe it was Thursday, I feel better when I'm wearing a mask. And I ended
right.
up going through three masks because, you know, each one would get polluted. So
right.
it just concerns me that that would happen in one day. And, you
well,
know, I went into my
so,
boss's office and a piece of brick had fallen from the wall.
Oh, okay.
So I was
so
like, well.
Again, you, I wonder if you could bring someone in or ask HR to bring someone in about mold. Because here's the thing, Pam, you're super, super sensitive. That's what these cards say. And I'm going to also tell you this. Write the big card in your reading. So in every tarot deck, there's a different version of this card. In my deck, it's called Thunderbolt, right? In most tarot decks, it's called the Tower. It literally means a sudden disruption. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because the card preceding it is a card called the Burden. So it's a burden of taking on a burden that shouldn't be yours in some way. So, in other words, you can't be a filter for their air in a way, all right? So, but it's disruption. So it could be, you know, hey, is it possible we could bring in someone to test to see if there's mold here? Because for this last week, I've really had a bad reaction to whatever's going on in the air. And I've brought in my own air purifier that doesn't seem to work in my office. I'm using masks, but I'm super sensitive to it. So the other thing, too, is that it is saying you're probably going to leave this job in, like, the next 2 months.
Will I make it that far? Because I'm seriously, I would leave now. I would, and that's why I was calling to see if there was anything else that might come up.
Unless they're going to take responsibility for the air in their environment, you're probably going to leave. And the numbers that come up connected with you leaving are the numbers 16, the number 8, and the number 2, which is why I thought it was going to be the next couple of months, but it could be the next 8 to 16 days.
Wow.
So here's the thing, is that you resigning because of health reasons is a very, very legitimate reason to resign.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying. I've done my best. I just
so
I would like to be comfortable breathing where I'm working.
Okay, so I have a question for you. What industry? What kind of work do you do?
It's administrative work.
Okay, so I wonder if you actually might be somebody that could get hired by a staffing company that helps interview people to be placed in different companies. Because
mm-hmm.
you're very thorough, you're very detail-oriented. The job would be ideal if it wasn't for the fact that you can't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
serious.
Hoping to get something that's at least part-time remote.
Okay, well, that's what I'm voting for that too. But the fact that you would apply at a staffing company that might do a temp to hire opportunity
uh-huh.
or the staffing company themselves might hire you.
Sure.
That could work out to be something pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, actually, there is a temp job that I'm considering applying for. So.
Okay. Well,
I've been applying all along. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing is that you could even ask human resources. Hey, you know, is it possible that you can bring someone in here to check the quality of the air? Because I think that there's something going on. Here, like maybe mold that's got me messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like you're trying. It's not like you're not trying to make the job work. You are. It's just
mm-hmm.
what I keep getting here is that if it's going to affect your health, this is a big red flag. And you know you have your own home environment set up so that it's very comfortable for you. But the fact
mm-hmm.
that you go home and you spend the first hour kind of catching your breath when you get home, that's not good.
Yeah. So that was a tower card. That's you see a sudden disruption.
Yeah. If yeah. Here's the thing with the tower card. It's change you didn't expect. Now sometimes the tower card comes up when you initiate disruption. But here's how I would temper it first. I would go to HR and say, there's something in this environment that's causing me to have trouble breathing. I'm wondering if I can shift my job to work from home.
I've already asked, and they won't do remote.
Then if that's the case, then you say, I'm terribly sorry. Unless I can work remotely, I'm going to have to resign.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would
okay.
do it. All right.
So
right,
you
Cal,
don't
Cal,
see me.
For the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.